It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Hello, Fairbanks, and welcome to our KFAR Radio Saturday program, Fairbanks Foodies. On this is our preeminent food show here in Fairbanks. We have been on the air for pretty near 6 years now. My goodness. We look at food events taking place in Fairbanks, recipes you can try, beverages you can create, fantastic meals to serve to your family and friends. We are part of a great Saturday lineup here at KFAR. Hope you enjoy it. Right now, as we speak, this Saturday, it's Saturday on the 20th. It's beautiful outside. The solstice celebration is going on in downtown Fairbanks right now. I mean right now, between 1st and 4th Avenue, Cushman and Noble Streets. The celebration is from noon to midnight. And I have in the studio with me the exceptional, incredible, one of our jewels of Fairbanks who puts it all on, Olivia Rodriguez, one of my favorite people. Olivia, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing so good, David. I'm definitely busy down there downtown right now.
you just got done putting on the Thursday night event.
I did, yeah, the downtown market.
Yeah, so you've really taken the downtown in a personal way with your personality to get people out there to do things. How long have you been doing the solstice celebration?
Let's see here. This is my 6th year doing the solstice celebration.
I was thinking at least 5.
Yeah. I took it over in 2020 when the Downtown Association found themselves without a planner for the festival.
Do you think I care about that? This is a food show. We got to get to the food. Come on. What's wrong with you? It's all about the food. Oh. I've only been doing the 6 years. Yeah, I know. It's all about the food, so... How many food vendors we got down there this time?
Oh, man. This time we have at least 30 vendors downtown. And it's everything ranging from popcorn to Vietnamese food, tacos, like any kind of food you could think of. It's probably downtown right now.
looking at it, and the soda jerk, he's going to be there.
Yes.
That's big.
Yeah, they are huge. And those guys, I have to give them some credit because they are my first vendors to show up. They show up Friday at 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Set up all night. When I come back to the festival at 6 in the morning, they are just finishing up.
You know, they're setting a standard of they're in the soda jerk uniforms.
Yep.
They're open. They're fun. They're smiling. They're vivacious.
Yes.
They're at the fair too, but they come down here for that 12-hour event, and they spend 12 hours putting together and taking down.
Yeah, at least 12 hours putting together and taking down. But for a lot of the food vendors, especially the ones that come from all over the state, they say the Midnight Sun Festival is their biggest day of the year. So I think that's just an attribution of how hungry Fairbanks is.
You're going to have, as we speak right now, there's probably about 5,000 people downtown.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But throughout the day, there's going to be 20,000 to 25,000.
Yeah.
Biggest one-day event in the state of Alaska.
It is. And when we think about it, the city population, the city of Fairbanks is just a touch over 30,000.
Yeah.
So the fact that we get 25,000 people through the downtown core in one day.
We get 25% of the population of the Fairbanks North Star Borough.
Yes, all in one spot.
It's more than, because it's 90,000, mm-hmm. and here they are.
Yeah, they're hungry.
All at an event that you're putting on.
Yep.
All at the Foodies event. So, T's Barbecue Connection. Oh, yeah. And it's Texas style. Now, Texas style means they're brisket, baby.
Yes. Oh, man. And if you haven't been to T's, actual location here in Fairbanks, Caleb and his team does an amazing job. But you can find T's in the courthouse parking lot this year.
So, it's in the parking lot? Which one?
The courthouse parking lot. So,
okay.
Yeah, we're not...
There's a couple parking lots.
Yeah, that's true.
So, what is a S'mores Please crap?
Okay, so S'mores Please does something I've never seen before, but they do deep-fried marshmallows. So, they take two big marshmallows, they stick them on a stick, and then they, dredge them in this graham cracker coating, and then they deep-fry them until it's hot and gooey, and man, it is, the best s'mores you've ever had sitting by the campfire. It is an amazing dessert. I can definitely only eat one, though.
Smokehouse. The Smokehouse. Again, this is more of the barbecue pork sandwiches, brisket sandwiches, hot dogs, reindeer hot dogs.
The turkey legs.
The big bone. I mean, that's... Yes. Yeah. Excuse me, I'm a caveman.
Everyone needs a good turkey leg at least once a year. And also, their loaded fries, are amazing. Last year, James and I got the brisket loaded fries. Oh my gosh. I think that might have been the only thing that he went back for seconds for.
Jazzy Gourmet Popcorn.
Oh, that's my friend Cedric. I've known him through
all
6 years.
The sea salted caramel is my favorite.
Yes. Oh, man. Just their caramel popcorn is so good.
Then you throw the sea salt in it. Mm. You know, that's like crack and caramel and popcorn.
You cannot beat it. Plus, his personality is amazing. If you get a chance to go talk to Cedric, definitely go say hi.
Cedric the Entertainer.
Mm-hmm. He is very entertaining. His personality is just amazing.
Oh, then we have Meg's Eats and Treats.
Yes, she's a local food truck here. She does my personal favorite, which are the cheesecake stuffed strawberries. And they are so good, very refreshing. But her gyros are also just French or chef's kiss. So good, so good.
I like the dolmades.
Yes.
A little bit of Greek in there.
Yeah, and her baklava, I've heard, is amazing.
You know, it's tough decisions here.
Yeah.
You only have so much stomach content space.
Don't forget, it's a tradition at this point that at the end, we're going to go through and make our favorite meal.
Yeah, your appetizer, your main, and your
dessert.
But
those s'mores. Mm.
Roaming Roast Coffee Company.
Yes, she's another local Fairbanks vendor. She has a pretty much brand new coffee hut on South Cushman. You may have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
It's painted, really colorful. But she does some really, really cool stuff where she pulls together these really unique flavors. So I'm really interested. It's her first year at the festival.
This is my favorite one. Stuff your face.
Oh, man, the funnel cakes. Yes.
I mean, what's in a name? Stuff your face. That's what you're going to do.
She's got a good hook. Stuff your face. And I believe she does sweet and savory funnel cakes. So it is definitely worth a stop by over there. And she does deep fried Oreos.
Now, every Green Bay Packer fan will be dropping by this one spot just to give them, you know, home love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Wisconsin Cheese Store.
Yes, man. Their cheese curds are so good. And it's like the right kind of batter, too.
Forget that.
Okay.
The hand-dipped corn dogs.
Yeah. They do almost everything.
They're big. They're bold. They're beautiful.
Yes. Plus, they have the lemonade that comes in like it's like a soup container.
Yeah.
You get like 32 ounce. You just get one of everything there.
If you're, again, there's nothing small about Green Bay.
No. But yeah, the cheese curd place, you know, that might be in my front runner for an appetizer right now.
Now, here's one that I've not seen before, but maybe we have. Home of the Mega Bottle.
Yes. These guys, it's their first year at the Midnight Sun Festival, but you've probably seen them at the fair. They're the ones that have like the really long plastic slushies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking like 3 feet long.
Yeah.
Super long.
A 3 foot long slushie.
Yep. I mean, what else screams festival than a 3 foot long slushie?
And, you know, this is like, forget paying $10 to go into the fair to try all this stuff out. Just roam around, see your friends. There's going to be bands, beer, brats, babes, boneheads, bodacious dogs.
Every B word you can think of. And speaking of beer, I'm really happy you brought that up. Hoodoo is doing a beer garden this year in Golden Heart Plaza.
So, oh, really?
Yes, yeah, so I'm really excited. We're trying out a new spot for them this year because last year they were on 3rd Avenue.
Forget it.
No, Golden Heart Plaza is going to be amazing. And Arlette is also doing her normal beer garden where she spills out onto 2nd Avenue where that stage is.
Yeah.
But she's also doing a beer garden in the starter block. So we're going to have a couple of beer gardens out and around the festival. So grab a beer from all your favorite local breweries.
Oh, man. Okay, back to what we do. Wok and Roll.
Yes.
Chinese food.
Yeah, they're another local favorite. I remember when I was a little kid getting Wok and Roll. I think they were over on College. Do you remember that? Like where?
Yeah.
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 Such good food. But now they have a little food truck that they take to events. So I'm really happy to have them again. They've been a part of the festival ever since I have.
Simply Thai.
Yes, Simply Thai. Another local
Thai food store. So if you can't get enough of the 32 around Fairbanks, 32 restaurants in the Fairbanks North Star Borough that serve Thai food, guess what? You got another one down here, and they're only here.
Yeah, only here. And then another one, Tiki Pete's Alaskan Grill. They do unique hot dogs. So they have a mac and cheese dog, which is like a deep fry.
Oh my God. A mac and cheese dog.
Yes. But the mac and cheese is deep fried. So we're talking about fair food. Like anything that can be fried will be fried. Oreos,
How am I supposed to pick out my meal now?
I'm trying to think on as we go. I'm like,
you're a horrible person. You purposely put all these together just to F me up.
Make everything so tempting. Oh. You had to try everything.
Okay. Pioneer Peak Pretzel.
Yeah, these guys are new this year. But for a super long time, I've wanted a pretzel vendor. But they do those like kind of fresh hand-rolled pretzels, pretzel dogs, pretzel cheese dogs, and my favorite name, a teeny weenie. Like,
oh,
it reminds me of like a bigger
pig. Don't get phallic on me.
Yes. It reminds me of a bigger pig in a blanket.
There you go. Pioneer Peak Pretzel.
Yeah. They're, I believe they're from
hand-rolled
the
pretzels. Mm-hmm. They come in every year.
No, it's actually their first year.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I've wanted
They're coming in from Matsu?
Yeah, they are.
That's great.
Yeah, we have a huge mix of people. There's people coming over from all over. We have people from Talkeetna, the Valley, Anchorage. Even, I think there's a food truck from Seward, if I remember right. So, okay. Yeah, it's all over, but it's all happening in Fairbanks.
Nonkey Bees, Cajun Faves.
Oh, man. David, you know I used to live in Austin.
Yeah.
Oh, so their food
catfish
just feels
po'boys.
So good. Yes.
Pecan pie bars.
Mm-hmm.
Shrimp.
Gumbo.
Alligator nuggets.
Yes. Oh, man. Their gator nuggets are really good.
This is real.
Yes, it is. And they're also in the courthouse parking lot. You can't miss them. They have a giant golden food truck. Just head towards the golden light.
Golden Heart Treats LLC.
Yes. Golden Heart Treats is the little ice cream trailer that pops up in the Big Daddy's parking lot. So we convinced them to move a couple blocks further east to join the Midnight Sun Festival. And we're really happy to have them. They actually locally make all of their ice cream. So their vanilla, made by hand. Their chocolate, made by hand. All of their other crazy flavors, made by hand.
So is Corn Diggity Dog.
Oh, I love those guys. They're one of my personal favorites. Their pickle dog is off the hook. And they take, have you heard of a turducken?
Mm-hmm.
So a turducken is like the turkey with the duck and the chicken inside. But their pickle dog is corn dog breading, a giant pickle, and a hot dog inside the pickle. It's so good. And they serve it with a peanut butter dipping sauce. Personally, I go without the peanut butter, but I used to make peanut butter and pickle sandwiches for lunches when I was a kid. So I get the appeal. I get the appeal.
40 Below Dippin' Dots.
Dippin' Dots. I feel like that's also a staple part of my childhood that I was so excited to have come back.
It's going to be hot out.
Yeah, it
you
is.
You got to go there. It's 80 above. 100%. We're getting tanned.
You know, the one thing I love
sundresses are out. Tank tops are out.
Yes, shorts.
Sunglasses, shorts.
Yes. The one thing I love about living in Alaska is you just said 80 above. To clarify, 80
yep.
above.
Yeah. Yeah, after this winter, yeah, it's 80 bucks.
Oh, my gosh, yes, thank you.
Four Sisters Alaska.
Yeah, Sour Sisters. They, you might recognize them from Pioneer Park, Alaska Land, whatever yeah. you may call it. They do the lemonade shakers, and they put, like, little boba in there. And boba are, like, the gelatin beads, I guess, for lack of a better word, where when you have in your mouth, they, like, pop. And they have different flavors of that. So their setup is really cool. They don't have any machinery or anything like that. It's just sisters there. Squeezing the lemons on a manual juice press, and it is so authentic. It tastes amazing, too.
Talkeetna spinach bread.
Ooh, you know, I said that the cheese curds were going to be my dream appetizer, but then I saw Talkeetna spinach bread, and they are so good. Every year, the line is so long, but they also work through that line so fast. You've had it before, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And have you tried their blueberry rhubarb crisp? Ooh, just add another layer on there.
No, I'm circling that for my
your dessert. Yeah. Oh, man. If you haven't had it, it's so good.
Blueberry rhubarb crisp.
Yeah. And I feel like you get strawberry rhubarb a lot. But
and that's the thing about this.
Rhubarb.
There are, you got to go for your 12, your 3, your 7, and your 10 o'clock meals.
Yes. My favorite hack for the Midnight Sun Festival is I get all my friends together and we all order something and then we all share it. So that way you get like 12 different meals.
Soulgate Restaurant, my favorite Korean, there's, and I can talk endlessly about them. Their service, sitting down with them, fantastic.
Oh, they're great people. And plus they're bulgogi. Oh, my gosh. Best bulgogi in town, I swear.
Sipping Streams Tea Company, they're out there.
They are out there. They're doing their banh mi sandwiches and steamed buns. And if you haven't had their food, Sipping Streams is so much more than just their tea. Although their tea is award-winning and globally known, globally recognized. But their food is amazing. And if you ever get a chance to go to Jenny's store, I would 100% recommend it. It's an experience, and she does little tea parties, too, if you book ahead.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. Hear from our wonderful sponsors. We'll be back after these messages.
Looking for bold flavors, friendly faces, and a place that just feels right? Welcome to Humble Roots Beer Project, the newest craft brewery in Fairbanks. Located at 314 Wendell Avenue, mere steps from the heartbeat of downtown. From crisp lagers to hoppy IPAs and smooth stouts, there's a pour for every palate. Join us in our laid-back tap room. Grab a fresh craft to go. Come see what's brewing at Humble Roots Beer Project. Stay stoked on local.
Bobby's Downtown is more than fine dining. It's a way of life. We welcome everyone and look forward to serving you. Whether you're in your Carhartts or your evening gown or tux. Yes, us. This is Rena from Bobby's Downtown. Come in and have an unforgettable dining experience. The Art Deco interior strikes a balance between casual and fine dining. Whether you're in the mood for pizza or prime rib, you'll find it at Bobby's Downtown. Open late Friday and Saturday nights, always non-smoking, on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back into the studio here on this beautiful Saturday. We're telling you to get down to downtown Fairbanks right now. Solstice is going on between Cushman and Noble Street, 1st and 4th Avenues. And also, go to Humble Roots. They're another beer downtown. Outdoor deck seating area. Great beer, great sponsor. Get over there, the Midnight Mine. They also have a little bit of beer, outdoor decking. There are so many downtown businesses to enjoy also.
100%. And also, shout out to Humble Roots. It's their first anniversary today. They opened last year on the solstice. So congrats to
them. Man. So back to what we do. Then we have Tundra Cotton Candy.
Oh, yes. It's like the cotton candy that's made on that giant machine that like spins the floss around. Oh, so good.
And Alice's Old Time Sugar Corn. Hey, guess what? She also does it down at the Farmer's Market.
Yes.
She's been there doing it for 25 years.
At least. I remember her there when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's
now it's her kids and grandkids.
Yeah. A family business. That's exactly what you should do.
Second, third generation. Casa Pepe.
Okay, it's their second year at the Midnight Sun Festival, but they do paella. And I know. My husband is Cuban. Oh, you're circling that one? Okay. I will tell you the truth, though. I had it last year, and it was amazing. It was so good. My husband's Cuban, and when he saw that there was a paella truck, he was... Well,
James is Cuban. The name of James is Cuban.
Yes.
Jaime.
James Rodriguez.
There you go. Okay.
Yes, but it was so good, and they bring, like, it's like a cauldron that they bring together, where it's like a giant wok, kind of, and they stir up all this amazing paella. Oh, so good.
Beeline Espresso.
Yes, they do special lattes, Red Bull Kickers, chai, and Baja Lemonade, which, have you had a Baja Blast, David?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, next time I'm on your show, I'm going to have to bring you a Baja Blast. It's a special flavor of Mountain Dew. I think you'd love it.
I'd get the jolt.
Yes. Going. Oh my gosh. But Beeline Espresso, she's great. She's locally owned. But one of my favorite parts about Beeline Espresso is the straws she uses are little hearts, you know. Yeah. And I'm a Golden Heart girl,
exactly.
So it all works out.
Crazy Fries Alaska.
Yes, you might recognize these guys from the fair also.
Yep.
But they do like the biggest, the baddest, the most loaded fries I've ever seen. They could do like taco fries, where it's basically like, you know, taco salad, but instead of lettuce, there's French fries.
The Chowder House.
Oh, I love the Chowder House. And I always feel like it's a little confusing having them listed as a Chowder House because they don't do chowder
for
the Midnight Sun Festival.
Yeah, exactly. They're stepping out. They're doing, you know, the skewers of shrimp, chicken, pork, lamb, pot stickers, fried rice, braised pork, Oh, man.
Yeah, and I don't remember what year it was, but one year I had their lamb skewers, and oh, my gosh, they were so good.
Divine Dips.
Yes, Divine Dips. They recently rebranded, so they were, like, I think it was, like, the gourmet ice cream company or something before, but it's the one where you could pick, like, chocolate or vanilla ice cream, and then what kind of milk chocolate or dark chocolate you dip it in, and then you get to pick all your toppings, like Oreos or almonds. They also do frozen bananas.
Wow.
Yes.
Sugar-esque character cotton candy. That says it all.
Yes.
We're going to pump you up. Give it to your kids.
A sugar rush, indeed. And they can make characters. So I think that they'd have like a Kirby, like the video game character cotton candy. Mm-hmm. They have Mickey Mouse, a duck. They have all sorts of stuff. They're very creative over there. It's their second year at the festival.
Tacos del Norte.
Oh, yes. He is amazing. He's related to, I'm totally blanking on his name, but the guy who owns the fur shop downtown. You know what I'm talking about? Martinez.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's coming up from Anchorage, and he does the best carne asada tacos and roasted street corn.
What about Downriver Dogs?
Yes, Downriver Dogs. She is amazing. She takes a lot of time to find like the right hot dog, and she's perfected her grilling expertise. You can find her in the Big Ray's parking lot this year.
Jams, jellies, and things.
Yes. Tell me you've tried their jam.
Nope.
Oh, my goodness, David. It's so good. But what they do is they first were well known for their jam, obviously, jam, jellies, and things. But their jam was so popular, they were trying to think of new ways to use it. So they ended up making these lemonade shakers, which is where you have lemonade, and they put a couple of scoops of their jam into the lemonade. You shake it up, and it makes, like, the best lemonade. And it's so smooth and so good, and the fruit taste is amazing. That might be my drink. I just talked myself into it.
You know what's so impressive?
What?
How well you know all these vendors.
Oh, man, yeah.
Because you've worked with some of them since you've started.
Yeah, and plus it takes 6 months to plan the Midnight Sun Festival, and it's a really small team, so you end up getting, really small, it's two people, you end up getting to know everyone really, really well.
Las Delicias de Maria.
Yes. Oh, man. Maria is great. She has I believe she's one that has a little food hut on South Cushman.
Mm-hmm.
So you've probably had her food before, but it's actually Colombian food. So good.
We're getting a lot of Hispanic food here.
We are. A little bit of everything.
Yeah, because next is Grandma's Genuine Navajo Tacos.
Oh, and that's like on the fry bread.
Yeah. And that's one of my fair things I got to do. So I'm going to leave that off this one because for my final meal, because I got to go to the fair.
Understand. I do feel like I associate them with the fair, but their line is always super long, so people must love to double dip and get two.
M&T Vietnamese Food.
Yes. She's also been a longtime vendor. As long as I can remember. But she's had, what she's done recently is taro. Do you know what that is? It's like a sweet potato. Or
no.
Sometimes it's called ube. It's like a purple sweet potato. But she makes it into her milk tea, and it's like this bright purple milk tea, and it is amazing. I know it sounds a little funky to have sweet potato as a flavor for a drink, but oh my gosh, it's so good. It's so smooth. I've heard people describe it as a mix of vanilla and caramel put together. I would recommend it.
Julie's Delicious.
Yes. She also does empanadas, so much different kind of food. But what I've heard people talk about a lot are her virgin pina coladas.
There is no such thing for me.
But I mean,
I'll smuggle in my own.
A little shooter.
Yeah.
A little shooter. But good for kids, though, because it's like a fancier drink, you know, and it feels good to get a little pina colada.
The Chuck Wagon is Chuck.
Chuck does own the Chuck Wagon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's in a name?
Right. He's doing chocolate covered cheesecake and chocolate covered bananas. I know. And I'm just imagining that because today is really hot. Just like biting into something cold like that. So refreshing. So refreshing.
Oh, man. You know, oh, man.
I know. I'm making your decisions really, really tough. I'm going to make you go first because you've been taking notes.
You're a mean person. Mama Please Ice Cream and Treats.
Yes. Also locally owned. Shout out to our Fairbanks businesses. They do fresh squeezed lemonade and limeade. Shaved ice, prepackaged novelty ice cream, like the kinds that are like shaped like different characters like SpongeBob and stuff like that. But also they're doing mini donut sundaes this year, which I don't think they did last year, but where they like line the bottom of it with mini donuts and then make an entire sundae out of it.
Alaska Nut House.
Oh, so good. They do. And like, honestly, pretty underrated. I feel like people go to the festival for all the other amazing food we just talked about. with the Alaska Nut House with their warm nuts. Oh, they're so good. And a great healthy snack, too.
Oh, man. Now comes the hard part. What am I going to have?
Okay, well, you have to go first because, like I said, you were making notes and okay. I have to quickly decide.
My appetizer is going to be from Casa Pepe, and that's the paella. That's my appetizer.
Whoa, okay.
That's my appetizer. I'm going big. Oh, man. Now, for my main, I'm going to have a competition. Empanadas between between Las Delicias de María and Julie's Delicious. They're both delicious in there.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have competition.
Who's the most delicious?
Yeah, and there's going to be a tie.
Yeah. Man.
Now, the Chuck Wagon is where I'm going. You know, I'm looking at, I'm going to have to circle back to the Talkeena Spinach Bread Blueberry Crisp. I'll circle back to that later, but my my Chuck Wagon, I'm going for the chocolate-covered cheesecake with a cross-pollination. Of the chocolate-covered bananas.
Ooh, man, that's a tough one. And no one says you can't have two desserts.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's the solstice.
It's the spirit of the event.
Yeah, I can digest for 3 days after this.
Yes, and we might need to. I think for mine, let's see here. I would do Talkeena spinach bread for the appetizer. Just I can't get enough of them. And then I was kind of following your lead with the paella because that was like it was so good last year. I think that would be my main course. With an Alaska soda jerk drink, because how can you go to any event and not get the soda jerk at least once?
Yeah.
Admittedly, throughout the day, sometimes I get them twice because I just, you know, you're there all day. And then for dessert, I think I'm going to go on the s'more, please. You know, it was so good last year. I got to see if they hold up again.
You know, this is put on by the Downtown Association.
Yeah, it is.
A great organization. And there's a lot of business food restaurants in the downtown area.
Yeah, there sure are.
You know, again, you have the El Dorado.
Yeah, oh, I love El Dorado.
So if you need to cool off,
yeah,
have
the margarita.
Exactly. Or Corona on tap.
And Soba actually just built out their whole new bar.
Moldovan.
Inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen their new bar?
No, I got to go there.
Amazing.
Yeah, really?
Definitely check it out. They did a great job.
Yeah. And then you have, there's so many.
Yeah, you have Bontai. You have the Creperie. They're open, too.
I go there at least twice a month.
Yep, 100%.
Breakfast crepe and get hungry at 9:30. And I don't have a breakfast crepe. I have a regular crepe.
And actually, the Creperie is one of my, like, undercover places that has the best coffee, believe it or not. Their coffee is amazing.
And then it's going to be interesting for me that night. I'm going to be seeing a cousin I haven't seen in about 20, 25 years. He lives in Seattle, him and his wife, and I'm going to take them to the Bobby's downtown.
Oh, I love Bobby's.
They're staying at the Westmark, so I'll pick them up and just take them to Bobby's downtown. And they can see a few things from a distance.
Yes.
But Bobby's downtown, as you heard, they're a wonderful sponsor. And I don't know what I'm going to have there yet because every time I go there and I'm looking at the menu – and I think I know I'm going to have. They come times to order, and I change it.
And the specials menu is always changing over there.
I know.
I know what I would have at Bobby's, Navy.
What's that?
It's my favorite place.
That's Emily's too,
yeah. My go-to, and like no one makes it like Bobby's. It's my favorite.
I look at him and say, make it rain. You know, Rain the bartender.
Yes, I love
say,
him.
Make it rain.
Yes. Oh, he's so good.
And that's a fun thing I love about Fairbanks and this event. You're going to be seeing so many Fairbanksons. So for Fairbanks, if you're listening to this, we got about a minute left. Get your backside down to downtown Fairbanks today. Mm-hmm. It's already there. So right now it's about 1:30. Get down to downtown Fairbanks.
From noon to midnight, it's happening downtown.
And you're going to see people, you know, bands.
Yeah. We have
food, vendors, beer, brats, babes, shorts.
What other B words do
hunky
we have?
Guys for you women, if you want to see hunky guys with long hair, I'm not there.
Yeah.
But what the heck?
Something for everyone, it sounds like.
You have a minute left. How do you want to end it? And thank you so much for all this.
Yes, of course. This is one of my favorite traditions of the year is coming on Fairbanks Foodies. Thank you guys so much for coming to support the Midnight Sun Festival. We can't wait to have you. And I can't wait to hear what your guys' dream meal is. So if you see me at the festival, come tell me what you ended up having.
There's the dream meal at 2, there's a dream meal at 5, there's a dream meal at 8.
Also 11 for those late night folks.
Yeah, that's pounders of beer.
Yeah, yep, amen.
Fairbanks, I hope you enjoy this weekend. This is our Super Bowl.
Yeah,
it is. So much stuff going on. It's, you know, it's
our golden weekend.
Forget golden days. It's the solstice downtown. Olivia, thank you so much. You have a good afternoon. You are working hard, doing great. And Fairbanks, we will see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.